In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Singleton Council is the latest landowner to become embroiled in a fight with the state government over fair compensation for giving up land for the town's bypass project. Transport for New South Wales has earmarked the old waterworks site as necessary for the new road, but is only offering council a fraction of its value. The site currently houses the water and sewage depot. Council General Manager Jason Linnane says they had no need to rebuild the facility elsewhere.
It'd be inappropriate for me to give actual details at this point in time because we are still in those commercial negotiations, but it'd be very fair to say there's a significant difference between what the offer currently looks like and what we've estimated it'll cost to build a new water and sewer depot. There's some methodology which we're not in agreement on. So some factors of consideration that we just don't see their logic. We didn't have any plans to replace it. We haven't got any budget to replace it. And as an absolute essential service, all the things we do, there's not many things that are more important than provisioning our water and sewer services.
It's an important day for Merriwar residents in their bid to have a bottle recycling facility in the town. More than half of local residents have signed a petition calling for the return and earn service to be set up in their area. Today, the boss of Tomra that operate the service will visit the town after local MP Dave Lazell presented the petition to the company. Locals will show him the proposed site and discuss how they can make return and earn viable in Merriwar. Hunter Valley residents will start seeing new roadside signs with information about fire danger in the area. It's part of the introduction of a new simplified fire danger rating system being introduced right across the country from September 1st. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Hunter Valley Region Inspector Mark Denton says the new signs should make it easier for people to know what they have to do.
Although people sort of knew the signs were around, they didn't actually understand what each of the levels meant. So what they've done is they've simplified it. They've gone obviously just down to four layers of, and what they're calling it now is fire behaviour index. Previously, the modelling was done for the fire danger index on forest and grass, and now it includes eight vegetation types. So we get a more accurate picture of the fire behaviour on any given day.
Meanwhile, local rural fire service brigades and SES units were called out over the weekend to help police in a search operation. The search at Moses Crossing was part of an ongoing police operation. Their efforts apparently wrapped up around lunchtime yesterday with positive results.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Scone's unbeaten run in Group 21 has extended to the semi-finals with a 68-6 win over Denman in the major semi-final at Scone Park yesterday. The Thoroughbreds advance to the grand final in a fortnight, while Denman have a second crack at making it to the decider. Devils captain coach Liam Foran says it was a very disappointing result for the team.
Yeah, I tell you, we had a good week and preparation, and I was really positive going into today's game. I'm pretty shattered, to be honest. I said to the boys, like, that's just not on at this level of footy. We need to find a way. It's a mental game now for next week.
Denman will play host to Greta Brinkson on Sunday afternoon for the preliminary final. The Colts upsetting the more fancied Musselbrook on Saturday night at Olympic Park. They beat the Rams for the second week running, this time 28-24. Colts captain coach Brady Hemmen says they gave the Rams plenty of chances to get back into the game.
We spoke about it just before halftime as they scored on the bell and in the sheds. We just kept them in the game the whole time. We felt if we got the errors out, we probably could have rolled on and beat them by a bit more.
Musselbrook has secured a place in the AFL Hunter Central Coast competition finals despite losing on the weekend. The Cats beaten by topside Warners Bay to finish the regular season in third spot. The Dogs scoring 10-3-63 to the Cats 6-3-39. Now you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.